Shortly after her husband, Jim Elliott, and four other missionaries were speared to death trying to reach out to a tribal group in Ecuador, Elizabeth Elliott was able to live and work with the same tribe for 2 years. Through her visits here on Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth continues to reach out with the timeless message of hope and healing. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about these strange ashes. Have you ever had an experience which made you feel as though everything you had done had turned to ashes? Well, I've been telling you the story about my first year in the mission field, working in a small tribe of Indians called the Colorados in the western jungle of Ecuador. My informant, the man who was to help me with reducing this unwritten language to writing, was a man named Macario. And Macario was murdered very few weeks after he and I had been working together. And the very moment when I learned the news, I had been reading in 1 Peter 4 the verse that says, "Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial that is to try you. It happens to give you a share in Christ's sufferings." Now, in what possible sense could Macario's death be giving me a share in Christ's sufferings? Was I suffering in any way remotely similar to Christ? Let's never forget that he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. And in his death on the cross, he carried everything that you and I can ever suffer, everything that anybody has ever suffered. And in our sufferings today, because Christ lives in me, that's what the Bible tells me, Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If he lives in me, then he suffers in me, doesn't he? I live his life, he lives my life. We are united. And so there is a mysterious sense in which everything that I suffer, if I am willing to receive it and accept it, enables me to enter in to his sufferings, to assume a share. Have you ever thought of it as a privilege? The fiery trials that we are permitted to undergo, they are not strange. They allow us a new way of entering into his life and death, into the deep meaning of the cross, and a chance to learn to take up that cross. What's discipleship about? Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, you give up your right to yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And so that discipleship, in its daily, practical, down-to-earth, everyday implication, in the schoolroom, in the office, in the factory, in the kitchen, is an acceptance of what is given. Then, as I accept what God gives, he gives himself. And that means bread. He gives me the bread of life in place of that stone, a fish in place of the scorpion, an egg in place of the snake. What did it mean for Jesus to do the Father's will? It meant relinquishment, humiliation, loss, suffering, and death. And Jesus, remember, said yes to the Father in all of those things. He relinquished everything that he had in those ivory palaces, and he came into this world of woe. He was humiliated. He who was God by nature became a slave. He lost everything. He was hung on a cross. He died. His suffering and his death was voluntary. He said, nobody takes my life from me, I lay it down of myself. He said yes to the Father, yes to the will of God, yes to suffering, acceptance. When we talk about following Jesus, are we talking about following him as long as the skies are blue and the sun is shining and everything's going our way? Or are we really prepared to pay the price, to go with him into sorrow and suffering and death? I don't know who I'm talking to today. Perhaps somebody in prison. Perhaps someone recently bereaved. Perhaps someone whose husband or wife has just walked out, or whose child has died. Someone who has just been told that he has cancer. I would ask each of you today, how deeply do you want to know God? How much is it worth? How far are we willing to follow? I feel sure that there are many listening who want everything God has to give them at any price. Many who have chosen or who are determined today to choose the way of the cross. Am I right? Do I guess right that there are a good many of you out there? I wouldn't be surprised if there are many people out there who don't even go to church, and yet if I were to ask you this question, do you want to know God? Your answer would be yes, a resounding yes. I would love to know God. How can I do it? I can tell you right now that the way to know God is through Jesus Christ. And what did Jesus Christ do? He gave himself for you, for me. And this means for us, as it meant for Christ, acceptance. We accept him simply by faith. Do you know that simple gospel hymn, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come." He's not waiting for you to be good enough. He would have a long wait, because he didn't come into the world for the righteous. He came for us sinners. That means me. I trust it means you. He asks you to accept his way. And once we have accepted what he has done for us, then we offer ourselves back to him. We say, "Lord, here I am, all of me for you forever." And when I went to the mission field, I had promised to obey God. And I had known that that promise would lead somehow to tribulation, to trouble, to suffering. I had prayed also for holiness. But this kind of answer, Macario's death, was startling and repugnant to me. I had desired God himself. And he had not only not given me what I asked for, I thought, but he had snatched away what I had. I came to nothing, to emptiness. It just seemed as if God was mocking me. It was a long time before I came to the realization that it is in our acceptance of what is given that God gives himself. Even the Son of God had to learn obedience by the things which he suffered. He had come for only one purpose, to do thy will, O God. And his reward, what was his reward? Desolation and crucifixion. A poem that I had memorized way back when I was a student in college, only dimly understanding the meaning, and I would not claim to understand the depths of the meaning yet, but it has come to mean a great deal in my life. It's the poem from which I've taken the title of today's talk and the title of the book that I wrote about this story. It's called "These Strange Ashes." This is what Amy Carmichael wrote. "But these strange ashes, Lord, this nothingness, this baffling sense of loss, sun, Was the anguish of my stripping less upon the torturing cross? Was I not brought into the dust of death, a worm and no man I? Yea, turned to ashes by the vehement breath of fire on Calvary. O Son beloved, this is thy heart's desire. This and no other thing follows the fall of the consuming fire on the burnt offering. Go on and taste the joy set high afar. No joy like that to thee. See how it lights the way like some great star. Come now and follow me. When everything in your life seems to have turned to ashes, might it not be because the consuming fire, the breath of God, has fallen on it? Remember that when an old Jew, back in the days of the Hebrew law in the Old Testament, brought an animal as a sacrifice, what was the result? Ashes, of course. The sacrifice is burnt. And if you, with all your heart, offer your life as a sacrifice, the consuming fire is going to fall. And as the Father answers the Son in this poem, this is thy heart's desire, O Son beloved, this and no other thing follows the fall of the consuming fire on the burnt offering. What did you expect? Every experience, if given to Jesus, can be your gateway to joy.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.